Hey y'all, let's take a look at this one parable that Jesus gives in Luke chapter 11 about lamps. So this is Luke 11:33. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it in a cellar or under a basket, but on a stand, so that those who enter may see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is full of light, but when it is bad, your body is full of darkness. Therefore, be careful lest the light in you be darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part in dark, it will be wholly bright, as when a lamp with its rays gives you light. It's difficult in the Gospels to always, it's hard to pay attention to familiar images. So we're familiar with the image of a lamp and a light, and the idea that no one puts it under a bushel or covers it up. But most of the time, I think we think of the Sermon on the Mount when Jesus says that we are to be the light of the world and we're to let our lives be conducted in such a way that people see it and they go, man, how come you live that way? And we can point them to God as our Father. Here, Jesus is using the image of a lamp in a very different way than he is in the Gospel of Matthew. So it's worth paying attention and trying to get at what's the point here. So if you pay attention to the context in Luke chapter 11, this has to do with Jesus' journey to Jerusalem. Remember, he set his face to go to Jerusalem, of course, to go to the cross. And all along the way, he's facing all kinds of opposition. In the immediate context, some people have suggested that he's casting out demons by the power of the devil himself. Others demand a sign. They demand he prove himself. And so Jesus is facing increasing opposition. And that is precisely what this little parable of a lamp is all about. I would suggest that what Jesus is saying is the eye is the organ by which we see. And if we have an unhealthy eye, or if we close our eyes, that is going to put our body or our whole life, as it were, in darkness. But our light is meant to see, our eyes are meant to see light that comes from the outside. And if they're healthy, and if we keep them open, we'll be able to see things the way they are, and we won't stumble around in the darkness. I think Jesus is saying that if anybody really wants to know the truth and they look at him and give an honest assessment of his claims and of his character and of his deeds, they will be able to receive the truth that is in Jesus, that he is the Son of God, that he is the Messiah. They will be able to receive that truth and it will change their lives. But if their eye isn't healthy, if they squint, they close their eyes at the truth, then they're not going to be able to receive it. It's kind of like when we don't want to hear an argument that somebody is giving us, or we don't want to hear what somebody is saying. We say, no. We close our ears. I think that's what Jesus is in part getting at, that his opponents are sort of closing their ears. They don't want to hear the truth. I would connect this with Romans chapter 1. In Romans chapter 1, it says that God indicts the human race or judges the human race, not because they don't know the truth, but what truth they do know, they suppress. Well, that's exactly what Jesus is saying you don't do with the light. You don't cover it up. So he says these people, they know certain things about God, but they just sort of cover it up. They sweep it under the rug. They don't pay attention to it. And as a result, their lives are in darkness and in confusion. But Jesus is commending open eyes, an honest love of the truth, and a desire to know it and let our lives be conformed to it. And his promise is that if we will have that kind of eye, if we will have that kind of orientation to the truth, we'll see the light of who he is, and we'll see the light that shines through him from the Father. And our whole lives will be walked in light. So may we have good and honest hearts. May we have eyes that are open. May we have ears that are open to receive the truth from wherever it may come, but especially the truth that comes in the person of Jesus. and the blessing and the life that he wants to give to all who will have open eyes and open hearts to receive it. Amen.